Alan Klappmeyer's perspective on perspective. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome into this Aero News special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. The recent introduction by Cirrus Design of Perspective, its integrated flight management system based on the Garmin G1000, took the industry by surprise. The secret had been well kept. The capabilities turned out to be cutting edge. But what about the earlier statements that we'd never see a G1000 in the Cirrus line? ANN's Jim Campbell had the chance to sit down with Cirrus CEO and Chairman Alan Klappmeyer and start with that very question.
We said we wouldn't install a G1000 in the airplane. And we said that because there are things about a G1000 which are a little bit more difficult from a user-friendly point of view than we would like. And we also said that to Garmin. Obviously, Garmin's a big company, lots of capability, and we're very interested in having their platform on the Cirrus airplanes. But we said, nope, the G1000 doesn't quite do it for us. Now, in the process, which obviously also took years, we did say, but there are some changes we'd like to see. And Garmin said, and we got some changes we'd like to show you. So the collaboration between the two companies then led to Perspective, which has obviously a lot of changes to it, the most obvious being the 12-inch screens with the synthetic vision and highway and sky, different kind of format, the level button and the keyboard, both in terms of their placement, but more importantly, their function in the airplane. And then layers of other differences beyond that, some hardware, some software, all affecting what we think separates the system from past Garmin systems and changes the interaction between the pilot and the airplane.
Well, the system is, well, there's only one word for it, is masterful. It really is. There's just no question that right now this is the state-of-the-art in GA piston. But it was somewhat of a surprise to see all these things come together in one platform at one time.
Well, we're glad it was a surprise. It was supposed to be. Whenever I would tell someone that we were not going to install a G1000, I always, again, in terms of accuracy, made sure I said, but Garmin's working on something better, as are L3 and Avidyne and Honeywell. I mean, it really is a great time to be in aviation from a product development point of view. We all know what is the right direction to be better. The execution of this stuff is really difficult. And, you know, I've got to compliment all the companies that are trying to pull this stuff off, and all to the benefit of the industry and the customers. It's great stuff.
What kind of feedback are you getting right now from early Perspective buyers?
Well, I think most would agree with your statement that it really is the system in aviation right now, in terms of having it all in one point, one place, and deliverable, certified and deliverable. It's really nice. The synthetic vision is truly compelling. We believe that the changes that we helped bring about with Avidyne to put glass cockpits in airplanes to start with really significantly changed the way people look at information flow. And it's hard to go back. I've got an old Chipmunk and an old 1948 Cessna 170, two airplanes that I love. I love tail draggers and grass runways. But old airplanes have their place. From a transportation point of view, from an information point of view, you know, the world has changed in the last 10 years. It looks nothing like the world of 10 years ago. The Perspective system is just that next step. Once you've flown with synthetic vision, as good as a regular PFD is, the synthetic vision, it's tough to go back. The synthetic vision is compelling.
It seems like every major innovation in GA piston technology in the last, pretty much over the last decade, every major leap forward seems to have Cirrus attached to that. And yet, at the same time, it's something that your own clientele recognizes and applauds, but is not necessarily embraced wholeheartedly by the rest of the industry. You're still getting flack for the chute, and you're still getting flack for glass panels, and I'm amazed that you're still getting flack for bringing people into aviation who hadn't been in aviation before. When do you think the critical point is reached when Cirrus finally gets the respect it may deserve?
December 17th. 2103.
Yeah, I hear you. Okay.
200th anniversary. When we're all dead and gone. And all joking aside, I really do believe that 100 years from now, people will look back at the introduction of the glass cockpit, and they'll say that what Cirrus and Avedine did together changed the world of general aviation. But you're right, we still tend to get flack from some people for that, and some people even about making airplanes comfortable. Now, airplanes aren't supposed to be comfortable. That's less so than it used to be, but we got that one a lot in the beginning.
They obviously haven't talked to a lot of your clients or your customers' spouses.
At some point, you know, it's disappointing that people will still take shots at us, and in just the most mind-boggling sorts of ways. But you also just get used to it and try and ignore it. In terms of the more positive side, or I should say that not being positive, the people who aren't taking cheap shots at us, you get a broad reaction to changes. Now, from a competitive point of view, obviously the whole industry has changed, and all of us are trying to come out with the next better product. And we all feel like that's making us have to work harder and spend more money on R&D, and it's a lot of money. But obviously it's really good for the industry as all the companies keep driving for the next better product. A lot of customers love that. But even inside the Cirrus customer base, we have some people whose reaction to new technology is, well, wait a minute, you just made my airplane feel older. You know, you've changed the value of my airplane in the used airplane fleet. And on a microeconomic level, that's painful for some people. We understand that. Sorry, that's the way the world works.
You could always go back.
And we intend to keep doing that. We're going to always have a new product, and we're going to always be making our old products more obsolete. Something that I said in the mid-90s while we were trying to raise the money to certify the SR-20 family was that if we were still building the same airplane 40 years from now, we'd have probably made a lot of money, but I would consider us to be failures. The goal is not to figure out how long we can make the same product, but how long we continue to improve the product so we make more of them.
We'll be back for more with ANN's Jim Campbell and Alan Klapmeyer of Cirrus Design in a moment. I'm Paul Plack, and you're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
You hear that sound? It's one of the all-time great inventions. Takes lids off cans just like that. But now, let's picture something even bigger. A tool that can take the lid off a whole airport. Actually, thousands of airports. It's a Garmin WAAS GPS. Lets you make glide path approaches using runways that were once closed tight during IFR conditions. Hey, if you're gonna fly in the soup, you gotta have an opener. Garmin WAAS GPS. Follow the leader.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Finally, aviation headsets have evolved. Clarity Aloft is the next generation of headset design for a number of reasons. Clarity Aloft headsets are known for the superior clarity of sound. They're lightweight but rugged enough to meet military specifications. Best of all, they boast better noise reduction than ANR in the speech frequencies that matter most to you. For more information, call 612-747-3197 or check out the innovative Clarity Aloft headset on the web at clarityaloft.com.
Welcome back to the Aero News special feature. ANN Editor-in-Chief Jim Campbell is talking with Alan Klapmeyer of Cirrus Design.
So at this point, you got a jet future, you got an LSA future, the pistons just keep going and going and going. You're pushing about 4,000 airframes now?
Yeah, over 4. I think we're about 4,200 now. And certainly that is satisfying to go to just about any airport in the United States and certainly a lot of them around the world and see another Cirrus go by or hear them on the radio. makes you feel good.
It should. So what's the future of piston technology at Cirrus Design?
Oh, good. I'm glad you narrowed it down to piston, because otherwise I thought you were going to try and get me admit to the supersonic helicopter again, and it's a secret, so I'm not going to tell you about it.
Well, that or the blimp. But don't forget the aerobatic amphibious blimp.
Yeah, well, yeah, but that one's so much harder to hide that as soon as we roll it out for the initial flight testing, you'll probably have a camera there to see it. But
I can give you pictures now if you want.
Helicopter with the solar panels on each of the retracting helicopter blades is just such cool technology, but it's not a piston. Future of pistons. Future of pistons is great. I mean, we often criticize our large engine suppliers, Continental and Lycoming, for, again, in quotes, building the same old thing. But of course, they really don't. The Continental 550 that we use is a better engine now than it was when we started using it. It's a far better engine than the IO 520 of years past. And if you go back through the 470s and O300 I have in my old Cessna 170, they've done a good job. They've continued to move technology along. It looks the same, but it's not. You know, it's a six-cylinder, horizontally posed, air-cooled engine. But there have been a lot of improvements. Of course, the real, what I will call opportunity, but the flip side of every opportunity is threat, that's facing general aviation pistons is fuel. And the fuel situation is not fuel price, it's fuel lead and octane. And so certainly Cirrus, along with all of the other companies in the industry, with the coordination of GAMA, the General Aviation Manufacturers Association, is looking at how do we move towards an unleaded fuel. And is it an aviation unleaded fuel? Probably, as opposed to an automobile MoGas unleaded fuel. But you know, we clearly need to be going in that direction, and that should improve the supply, the availability for everybody.
What about the rest of the airframes? Are we going to be seeing additional developments of the SR-20 series and SR-22s? I mean, obviously, the wish list at the recently concluded Cirrus Owners and Pilots Association included things like flight and known icing. It included pressurization. It included extra seats. It included useful
lower
load.
Empty weight, higher gross weight.
You get the idea.
Load. Higher speed, lower
you've heard this before.
Speed, longer range.
You've heard this before.
I've heard this. We were going to roll out, several airplanes in general aviation have an internal lav, a toilet on board. But what nobody has is the hot tub, heated to precisely 101 degrees,
yeah,
with all of the necessary motion to have you feel relaxed on your flight.
Yeah, okay.
Obviously, all of those things are things that we look at constantly. And we don't, of course, pre-announce changes. But I can tell you that we will continue to evolve the current design while looking at other new designs. But there's still a lot of things on the current design that need to change. And, you know, certainly among those are what do we do to address useful load, range, and speed. And so we'll be looking at all those sorts of things. Obviously, the turbocharger was a huge benefit to performance, and in both ways, with the Tornado Alley system, the turbo normalizing, we get great speed and still really good economy running lean at peak. So, you know, we'll continue to see changes that improve the performance. We'll try and figure out how to get some weight out of the airplane. If we can ever figure it out, we'll figure out how to increase the gross weight. But obviously, most of the focus then becomes improving the current design, and as you said, SRS and Jet. We will occasionally have a customer come up to me and say, you know, I don't want your jet. I want a six-place pressurized turboprop. Why don't you build that? Well, the answer is because it would have to be instead. We just can't do everything at once. As much as I would love to have more resources to design more airplanes, we can't do it all at once. So will there be a six-seat Cirrus someday that's not a jet? Maybe. Will there be a amphibious blimp? Maybe. Much lower probability, but maybe.
Okay.
But we really do, obviously, from an engineering point of view, have our hands full with the jet, the SRS, and the continued upgrades of the current platform.
I have to say, covering Cirrus has been quite a gas, and we sure appreciate that aspect of it.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate it. It's been long and slow, even though for a lot of people we're relatively more recent on their radar screens. As you know, it's been a long time that we've been talking about aircraft development together, and my, how time flies.
Well, at least something's flying.
That should be a good advertisement for our industry. Time flies, you should too.
There you go. Such a deal. Alan, thanks so much for all your time. We sure appreciate it.
And I appreciate it as well. Thanks a lot.
You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. On the web, you'll find us at www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.